הנה מה מה נעים שבטחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב, הנה מה טוב, לילה 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 לילה.
Welcome to this week's message from Rabbi Kevin Solomon, Senior Rabbi of Congregation Beth Hillel in Roswell, Georgia. Beth Hillel is one of the largest Messianic Jewish synagogues in the world and provides a place where Jewish people can find the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus in Hebrew, and retain their Jewishness. It's also where Gentiles worship and embrace the roots of the faith in drawing closer to God. Click the link in the description to support this ministry or to view our YouTube channel. Let's join Rabbi Kevin now as he shares this word from Scripture.
Okay, I want to share. I've got a few things for you, and it's a little bit more of a teaching Simchat Torah Shemini Atzeret today, but I hope that it blesses you. It is, of course, a special day being Simchat Torah, the day that we rejoice in the Torah, a day when we read from the end of the Torah and then cycle all the way back to the very beginning, which is the cyclical nature of our study of the Word of God. Friends, don't ever think you got it all figured out. The moment that you get to the end, start over again. Trust me, you'll learn more. Hello. It's instructive to understand truly the never-ending nature of the study of God's Word. It's also beautiful to celebrate how the Word of God should be central in our lives. And so it's a beautiful holiday that we celebrate here today. However, we also know that Simchat Torah, as beautiful as it is actually a tradition. Now, it is ancient, not the name Simchat Torah itself, but the tradition of dancing on Shemini Atzeret, scholars say, goes back to the time of Yeshua. So thousands of years, the dancing and celebrating on Simchat Torah goes. But we're not here tonight just out of tradition. Why? Because God commanded for us to be here today to complete the holiday of Sukkot. Today is Shemini Atzeret, which literally means the eighth day of the assembly. I'm going to be talking more about this. Let's start, though, for context, in Leviticus 23, verse 36. And I'm going to go verse 36, and then I'm going to skip to verse 39. Both of these verses speak about today, Shemini Atzeret, this special holiday. I'll be giving you more clues about this. Verse 36 says, "For 7 days you are to bring an offering by fire to Adonai. The eighth day will be a holy convocation to you, and you are to bring an offering by fire to Adonai. It is a solemn assembly. You should do no laborious work." Verse 39, "So on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruits of the land, you are to keep the feast of Adonai for 7 days. The first day is to be a Shabbat rest, and the eighth day will also be a Shabbat rest." So that is today. That's where we're at today. Today is the closing assembly on the eighth day. It is a Shabbat, we read here. We're fulfilling both of these by being here tonight, completing Sukkot. More to come on that. 8 days, of course, are very important in Scripture. We read about it frequently. On the eighth day, the sacrifices of firstborn animals were eligible to be given to the Lord. For 7 days, Aaron and the priests were inducted into service through an ordination period, but on the eighth day, they began their ministry. This is all right from Scripture. Leviticus 14 talks about the eighth day being a day when people with different kind of diseases were declared clean and their offering received. On the eighth day, of course, we know a Jewish male child is to be circumcised through the Brit Milah, the covenant of circumcision. We know the eight is the number for new beginnings. How appropriate, considering that today, the seventh day leading into the night of this night, this is actually their first night back home in Israel, and it happens to be the eighth day, which represents new beginnings. That's totally cool. On Shemini Atzeret, we have our closing special assembly of Sukkot. Sukkot is coming to an end. We have rejoiced in our harvest. Hopefully you've been rejoicing. We've remembered the Lord for giving us rain. So I think that Simchat Torah is a great way to thank God. Remember this, friends, as we're enjoying Shemini Atzeret at the end of Sukkot here today, that the next major biblical festival is Passover. That's a long time from now. Yeah, I mean, yes, there's Hanukkah and Purim, but the next big biggie from the Torah is Passover. That's a long time from now. And to me, it's like rejoicing in God's word is a great thing to do on the final feast of the season. It's almost as if we're saying to God, until we gather together again for a special biblical feast, we know that we have your word to rely on. Amen. Oof. So as we focus today on the word of God, we need to know how important God's word is to our daily lives. If you are not into the word regularly, then you're starving yourself of spiritual nourishment. It is very important. Okay, I want to talk a little bit more today and give you a few fresh new insights this year on about this special day of Shemini Atzeret. We're going to do a little bit of a deep dive here today in Shemini Atzeret and to share with you how beautiful God is. You know, Yoel, when I was really digging into Shemini Atzeret this year, God really revealed to me something I had not seen before. I'm not saying it's original to me, but the Lord revealed it to me in such a way that it was like, it helped me understand more the beauty of God and his mercy and his love. And that is so very special. Shemini Atzeret, such an interesting day. Why? Because it's a little bit of a day that's, I don't want to say a day of contrast, but a day of different yet the same. Different yet the same. And in what way? Well, here's the interesting thing when you learn about the holiday of Sukkot. If you read in the scripture the accounts of Sukkot, we see a few things. Remembering what today is, Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day of the assembly, we see a few things that are in the Torah that are just so interesting and make you go, why? And help me understand a little bit. And hopefully we're going to dig into that a little bit as to the whys. But follow me on this for just a minute. First of all, the Torah tells us that we are to celebrate the feast for 7 days. Seven. Celebrate the feast for 7 days, Sukkot. Remember what today is called. Okay, but the scripture specifically says, celebrate the feast for 7 days. The Torah tells us that we are to worship with the lulav and etrog, right? The arba minim for 7 days is what the scripture says. So the lulav and etrog were commanded 7 days. The Torah tells us that we are to dwell in the sukkah for 7 days. 7 days. Very interesting. The Torah tells us that we're to bring very specific offerings on each of the 7 days of Sukkot. It's so interesting. All of these things having to do with Sukkot, we are commanded to do for 7 days. As a consequence, many scholars consider Sukkot, or at least some scholars consider Sukkot, explicitly a 7-day holiday. I do not. It's an 8-day holiday. And I'm in good company who would say that as well. Leviticus 23, again, I want to reread something and I want to show you something that's very interesting. It is an 8-day holiday, Sukkot, because Shemini Atzeret is unique in that it is its own special day, but it is unquestionably connected to Sukkot. And I think there's a great lesson in there about this. Let's examine the scriptures again a little bit more closely. We read just this part from Leviticus 23:36. It says, "For 7 days you are to bring an offering by fire to Adonai. The eighth day will be a holy convocation to you, and you are to bring an offering by fire to Adonai, a solemn assembly, doing no laborious work." Verse 39 also calls the eighth day of Sukkot a Sabbath rest. Okay, so what is this here? Help me understand this, Rabbi. Help me understand what is the point? What is God trying to say? What is he trying to do? What is he trying to teach us with Sukkot being 7 days? Do this 7 days, do that 7 days, do this. You know, I talked in Rosh Hashanah, you remember Yom Teruah, no specificity about Yom Teruah. It was very little direction on Yom Teruah. Sukkot, a huge amount of specificity as to exactly what we do. What is this? But it's 7 days, but yet Shemini Atzeret is the eighth day. In fact, by calling it the eighth day, it clearly links it to Sukkot. It says for 7 days in Sukkot, do this, but then on the eighth day, you do this. So by saying the eighth day, it's clearly linked to Sukkot. Otherwise, it would have just been simply listed as on the 22nd day of Tishri, you are to do Shemini Atzeret or something. It wouldn't be called Shemini Atzeret. It means the eighth day of the assembly. But the point is that he could have just said on the 22nd day of Tishri, have a special Shabbat. It's completely separate, has nothing to do with Sukkot. That's not what he says. It's called the eighth day of the assembly. He could have easily also said, hey, listen, once Sukkot gets going, 8 days after Sukkot starts, I want you to do this other holiday that's completely separate. He didn't say, he could have said that too, if he wanted it to be established as being completely distinct and separate. No, it clearly is not. It does have some independence from the 7 days of Sukkot, for sure. It is definitely different because all those other things during Sukkot were specifically for 7 days, but then the eighth day is different, no doubt, but it is also clearly connected. Okay, let's talk about this and dig into this a little bit more. Why? Because I think that as we examine this, y'all, we'll see within it some of the nature of God, and we'll see something beautiful as it relates to God's people specifically. We know we are to assemble together, which we're doing right now. You are fulfilling that, and it is a Shabbat. Rabbis say, it's interesting, rabbis say that we can still gather in the sukkah on the eighth day, on Shemini Atzeret. So they say it's okay to spend time and to gather in the sukkah, but they say we just don't say the blessing over the sukkah because it's beyond the 7 days that we're commanded to dwell in the sukkah. And so I say, okay, that's fair. We're commanded specifically to dwell in the sukkah for 7 days. So you say the blessing each of the 7 days. On the eighth day, they say you can dwell in it. You just don't say the blessing because it's not specifically commanded. Okay, I'm down with that. To me, that makes sense. But we still gather for the assembly and we bring a special offering, which many of you did today. So what is this day for? What is the eighth day for then? If we're doing all the other things on the 7 days of Sukkot, on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, we're all doing these other things during Sukkot. And on the eighth day, we're not doing almost any of the things that we're doing in the first 7 days. Then what exactly is the eighth day for? Because scriptures don't explicitly tell us. So what is God trying to communicate to us by having this special eighth day of Sukkot? It's a fair question. I actually think that we might have some good insight in this particular case, much like I might consult, you know, there's some great kind of classic Christian and believing commentaries that sometimes I reference. Sometimes I like what they say. Sometimes I don't like what they say. Sometimes I take what they say and say, this is really insightful. Sometimes I say, eh. Well, such is the case with the Jewish, traditional Jewish commentaries as well. Some of them are absolutely right on. In fact, many of them are the genesis of a lot of the beautiful traditions that we do around the commandments, and they're important and are of great meaning. And then others maybe less so. But I think that we have some good insight from famous Jewish sages on this one, the eighth day. The Ramban, Nachmanides, said that Shemini Atzeret is its own feast, but eighth shows it is essentially what he described was the eighth day being like the capstone of Sukkot. His argument is known looking retrospectively. It's not the exact word he used, but scholars look back at what he said as it being the capstone of Sukkot. I really like that because if you know what a capstone is, if you have an arch, right, you've got all the different stones of the arch, but the most important stone really is going to be the capstone, the one that's in the middle that kind of holds them all together, if you will. A capstone, by default, is part of the arch, and it keeps it all together, but it is different from every other part of the arch. Yet, it completes the arch. I think that that's a beautiful way to think about Shemini Atzeret today, the eighth day of the assembly. In fact, Nachmanides continues to go on to say that it is the, quote, completion of the festival of Sukkot. So even the Ramban says that today, Shemini Atzeret is the completion of the holiday or festival of Sukkot. And then, interestingly, he references a very beautiful midrash. And I got to tell you, to me, this is so beautiful. And it really meshes with my spirit regarding part of the meaning of the eighth day, especially if we're going to dig just a little bit into the Hebrew here in just a second, and what it means here. A special midrash he references that says that that Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day of the assembly, is, listen to this, this is just absolutely stinking beautiful. Today, the eighth day of Sukkot is like a king who holds his beloved son back for one more day after all the other guests have left. I love that. I love that. And there's a reason he says that. Over 100 years earlier, Rashi notes that Atzeret, Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day of the assembly, right from the Torah, Rashi notes that Atzeret, or assembly, means at its root to hold back. How interesting is that, that the eighth day, the final day of Sukkot, is related to holding back. Rashi says that God holds Israel back one more day. And this relates to the 70 bulls offered previously on Sukkot, which he says represents the nations. We know that Sukkot, probably more than any other holiday, represents the unity of the world, Jew and Gentile coming together. We know that all of us who are followers of Messiah will tabernacle with God forever and eternity. Amen. But what's interesting here is that if you look at the first 7 days, there's a whole passage in the Torah, in Numbers chapter 29, that goes through very, very specifically. I told you, you know, Yom Teruah had almost no instructions. Sukkot has loads of instructions. And it goes through Sukkot day by day, and it commands how exactly what offerings are to be made on each day. And interestingly, if you follow the bulls, as in like the animals, the bulls that are to be sacrificed on day one of Sukkot, day two of Sukkot, day three, four, five, six, seven of Sukkot. If you add up all the bulls that are offered in the first 7 days of Sukkot, it's 70 bulls that are offered. Rashi says that Sukkot represents Israel interceding for the world. Why? It parallels the 70 nations or clans of the world listed in Genesis chapter 10. But Numbers 29 verse 36 says something very interesting. It says, so it's going through the offerings and what is to be offered on day one, day two, day three of Sukkot. And it's like, it changes in the number of the bulls, the 8 bulls, 9 bulls, 10 bulls, 11 bulls. Okay. And it's different bulls, number of bulls sacrificed each day. But interestingly, on the eighth day, Shemini Atzeret, it says one bull. One bull, Rashi says, representing Israel. So that all the first 7 days representing all the nations which are pulled in. But then God says to his beloved firstborn, wait. One more day with you, please. One more day with you, my firstborn. What a beautiful visual that is. Profoundly deep. And it's very consistent with Zechariah's prophecy that says one day the whole world will celebrate Sukkot. That means every nation of the world will celebrate Sukkot. Wow, what a day that will be. This is why Shemini Atzeret is viewed as an intimate holiday. Very intimate, very special. As I alluded to a little bit earlier when even thinking about the hostages and everything that we see, it's traditionally said because we have the holidays. Remember Yom Teruah, which is Rosh Hashanah, the Day of the Trumpets, and then Yom Kippur, and then Sukkot. They're all so quick, right in order, right? And it's just they happen like this. And so it's traditional to say that judgment is written on Yom Teruah. Judgment is sealed on Yom Kippur. And judgment is delivered or executed on Hosanna Rabbah, Hoshana Rabbah, which is the seventh day yesterday now, or earlier before sundown, and on Shemini Atzeret, it's like an intimacy with God without the distraction of judgment or of the nations. The courtroom is finished for God, and now it's time to love on and dwell with his son Israel. The Midrash says it's like God saying, I don't want to part with you. I don't want for this time to end. Wow, I got to tell you, that kind of gives me chills, y'all. That makes a lot of sense, and it's just so beautiful. It's just so beautiful. Why? Because I think it speaks as to the Lord's heart for us. This is how this relates to today, because I want you to feel the heart of God in the eighth day of the assembly, Shemini Atzeret. Because first, it should give us each a glimpse as to God's desire to be with each of us. Revelation chapter 21. Oh my goodness, this relates to each and every one of us here who are followers of Messiah. See, to me, this really relates to God's heart for us and how much he wants to be. Let me not even say us. God's heart for you. I'm talking about you personally. Y'all, we've had so many holidays. I've talked a lot over them about things like focusing on what's eternal, on focusing on repentance, on focusing on following the Lord. All very important principles and concepts. We're now at the very end of this, right? Of this season. And what I'm trying to tell you and to communicate with you is that God loves you so much, and he just wants to be with you. He just wants to be with you. I want you to feel the love of the Lord. And that's why I think it makes it even more special the hostages were released. I had this message done well before. But because just, you know, when you see the hostages released with their families, you can tell it's like, do they care, what they had for breakfast, or do they care about whether or not they have a job, or do they care what their house looks like? Do they care what kind of car they're driving? Let me tell you something. They don't care about anything other than to see that loved one they hadn't seen in 2 years. That's all they care. Just being with them. That's all they care about. Just to be with them. This is all they really see. This is like what Shemini Atzeret represents. God saying, listen, day one, I want you to do this. Day two, I want you to do this. Day three, I want you to do this. More bulls, more sacrifices. Wave that lulav. Keep waving it. Keep waving that. Etrog, Etrog, wave, wave it. You got to do it. Offer these sacrifices. Dwell in the sukkah. Dwell in the sukkah. 8th day, shh. Let's get together. Sacred assembly. Let's get together. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. We read about what will eventually happen once judgment is over, which represents today, judgment. Traditionally, judgment was deemed to have been completed and executed yesterday, or actually earlier today before sundown, 7th day of Sukkot. 8th day sits different. Once judgment is over, what happens? It's in our future, and get ready for this and see if it sounds a little familiar to you if you've been participating in Sukkot this week. Revelation 21, verse 2. Get ready. It's so cool. I also saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I also heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling of God is among men, and he shall tabernacle among them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them and be their God, and he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, nor shall there be mourning or crying or pain any longer, for the former things have passed away. Oh, someone say amen. This is a direct reference to Sukkot. Direct reference to Sukkot. And friends, this is the heart of God. This is the desire of God for those who love him. This is, in fact, the future eternal Sukkot, when we dwell with God eternally, as he specifically says, with God tabernacling amongst us. A direct Sukkot reference. It's interesting because many of us on earth long for the day when death and mourning and crying will be no more. But Shemini Atzeret teaches us that God longs for that day also. It is his heart also. This is the love of God, y'all. And then we will indeed dwell with him for eternity, remembering that the number 8 represents new beginnings. So I'll conclude this part of my message with this, Isaiah 40. Until then, what does God do? He leaves us with his word. It is that which is eternal and provides a link. God's word provides a link between this world and the eternal world to come. Why? Because Isaiah 40 says, verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. And this is why it's fitting and proper for us to focus on his word today, on the Simchat Torah, and why it should be on Shemini Atzeret, because until we tabernacle with God for eternity, he dwells with us now through his word. And so the title of my message is what God would say about the 8th day. One more day. That's what we have now. Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to ask if there's anybody here who's never said a prayer to receive Yeshua into your heart. If that is you, lift your hand and we'll pray together. If there's anyone who's never said yes to Messiah, but you want to, we'll have a simple prayer. Just lift your hand and we'll pray together. God bless you. I see that hand. Who else would like to raise their hand and say, yes, I want to receive Messiah. I want to commit my life to God. If that's you, just raise your hand. Be honest about it. Don't let anything get in your way. Is there any others? Any others? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, God. Let's all stand to our feet. Yeah. How we do it at Bethel is this. I'm going to say a very simple prayer. Keep your heads bowed and eyes closed for just a few more moments. I'm going to say a very simple prayer, and I'm going to ask each of you to repeat it after me. You only have to say the prayer one time, but all of us are going to say it again with you just to support the person who raised their hand. There may have been multiple, and ask the Lord to encourage them also. And if you raised your hand, or maybe you couldn't quite get your hand up, but you've not said that prayer to receive Messiah as your atonement, repeat this prayer after me, and God will transform your life. Let's all pray this together. Dear God, I humble myself before you. I accept Yeshua as my Messiah in my heart. Please forgive me of my sins. I'm sorry. I'll live the rest of my days for you. Thank you, God. In Yeshua's name. I keep on thinking of that word that we say in Sukkot Hoshana, save us, save us. This is exactly what was said today. I want to say to that one person raised their hand, or may have been others, that's the best decision you ever made, greatest decision you ever made. And all of us are celebrating. And see me after the service. Let's all rejoice to the Lord for that wonderful person or people. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Man, that's a great way to end the holidays, that's for sure.
Thank you for listening to this week's message from Rabbi Kevin. Please like, subscribe, and share this link with a friend. We would be grateful to receive your tax-deductible gift to further the good news of Messiah Yeshua. To make a contribution, please click on the PayPal link in the description. Also, to view our regular services, click the link in the description for our YouTube channel. If you would like more information about Yeshua the Messiah, or how you can become part of our Bethel El family, please visit our website at www.bethelel.org. That's BETHALLEL.org. Or call 770-641-3000. If you are in the Metro Atlanta area, please visit us for an Arab Shabbat service, Friday nights at 8 o'clock, or Shabbat services, Saturday mornings at 11. God bless and shalom.